The responsibility for harm arising from these effects is not and should not be limited to any particular category of user. There is no right user for the use of indiscriminate weapons. Moreover, states should ensure that all measures to counter the threat from IEDs, and in particular their use in the perpetration of terrorist acts, should comply with applicable international law. We look forward to further discussion on IEDs in the context of amended Protocol 2 on how we can continue our common efforts to address this issue of IEDs in a comprehensive and balanced manner, taking into account all parameters of this multifaceted phenomenon and reflecting all principles of applicable IHL. Thank you, Mr. Coordinator.